Hey, it's a great day, and you're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast. I'm Beth Ann.
And I'm Sarah. Today, we're talking to Beachbody coach Cody Hickton. She reveals the cold, hard truth that Facebook jail is real.
And Cody also shares her majorly big goal of bringing her husband home from his crazy 80-hour-a-week job, and she is going to reach that goal.
She also talks with us about knowing your why behind what you're doing.
That's been a huge motivator for Cody. One of the ways she communicates that is on Facebook. Cody has built her business through Facebook. Go ahead and check her out. You can just search for Cody Hickton, and I know you'll find her. She's also at Mama Fit Chick on Facebook. While we're talking about Facebook, we also have a really active, awesome group of brilliant business moms. You can find us at facebook.com/brilliantbusinessmoms. We're giving encouragement, advice, we're doing fans of the week, and having lots of fun while we're at it. So check us out.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
Hi, how are you? This is Sarah and Beth Ann from the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast. Thanks so much for listening in. We know there are a million things you could be doing right now, so thanks for sharing some of your time with us. Today on our show, we have Cody Hickton, a health and fitness coach for Beachbody. So Cody, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, about your business, your family?
So I'm a 28-year-old wife and mother to three. My kids are 8, 6, and 2. She's going to be 3 next month. Pretty busy, typical lifestyle, running from sports to school and, you know, doing homework. Pretty typical mom of three life.
Tell us a little bit more about your home-based business.
Okay, so basically I do everything from home, and everything is pretty much done on social media, mainly Facebook, and I'm kind of moving towards Instagram and a blog. So basically, day-to-day schedule for me would be I wake up early in the morning before the kids get up so I can get my workout in, post in my groups, check in with my challengers, you know, just do things that I have to do without being interrupted. Kind of like sets the tone for my day, make sure that I get the very important things out of the way.
I'm curious, how early is it?
Well, depending on the night before, or, you know, I try to do 5 o'clock, 5:30,
wow.
But
okay.
Lately I've been hitting the snooze button until like 6:30. So
still
am able to get it in. So after that, I get the kids to school. My youngest daughter is still home with me, so that makes it a little bit more difficult. But you know, I kind of am just doing things when I can. If she's, you know, I'll sit down at the computer maybe for 5 or 10 minutes, right, get some things written, and then have to go, you know, make lunch or something. So I'm just trying to find something that works for me. I'm pretty good with time management, so just kind of try to go with the flow and get as much done as I can.
How did you actually get started with Beachbody?
It's actually kind of a funny story. I was just kind of searching on Facebook, and a girl I went to college with had commented on a picture or a post, and I had seen the tiny picture, and it was this girl Nikki's before and after photo, and I was like, this is incredible. So of course I clicked it and did some Facebook stalking for, you know, a few days or a week or whatever, and then decided, you know, I got the courage to ask her, you know, what this was all about. So she was telling me about some Beachbody products and what she had done to lose the weight, and the main things that she had used are Shakeology, which is a meal replacement health shake that we sell, and she did P90X. So I really wasn't ready to commit to buying a challenge pack, which puts those two products together. So I borrowed my brother-in-law's P90X too and bought a month of shakes from her. And as soon as it came, I was pretty much hooked. So I lost about 5 pounds in the first 7 or 8 days.
Oh,
and was pretty much hooked from there. She then went to a Beachbody event called Summit, and it's held in Las Vegas each year. And all the celebrity trainers like Shaun T and Tony Horton are there. And I just remember seeing her pictures and thinking, okay, this looks really cool. So when she got back, I said, you know, tell me more about this coaching thing. she, you know, gave me some info, and I was like, okay, how does someone, you know, get to go to this summit thing that I'm seeing all these pictures from? And she just said that anyone can go, because I was under the impression you had to be like a personal trainer or maybe a nutritionist or, you know, a mix or something, some kind of certification. And she said that wasn't the case. So I signed up as a coach. And at first I was like, okay, I'm definitely going to do it just to kind of get the discount and kind of see how things, you know, how things work. So I kind of took it pretty slow with my business. Some people kind of like hit the ground running. I had a surgery scheduled about a month after I signed up. So I kind of just learned the business gradually, and that's kind of how I kind of got started with it.
I guess you kind of already shared a bit about, you know, what a typical day looks like for you, and which we've definitely seen some similar themes here with moms. Just, you know, you have to fit in work when you can, and kids come first, and then, you know, you make it work. But so let's talk a bit about if there was maybe a lower point in your business, or maybe a point where you felt really discouraged, like, is this going to work or is it not? And maybe how you overcame that.
I mean, I would be lying if I said that there weren't times when, since I started, that I was like, okay, I quit. There are people, like I was saying, that just kind of hit the ground running and, you know, rank advance in this company and, you know, start making tons of money and are helping tons of people. And it does, you're happy for them because they're having tons of success. But at the same time, you're thinking, okay, why am I not having that success so quickly? But they may not have three kids, or they do and they're in daycare, or they have the help. And Beachbody's big on your why. And I want to, my why is I want to be able to stay home with my kids and get them on the bus and get them in bed and be here with them. So, you know, I think about that, and that may not be their why. So that's, you know, why I kind of have to just take it how it comes and just go with the flow and just, you know, I will reach the success that they're having, but maybe a little bit slower.
That's a very healthy perspective on that.
Definitely.
Is there an accomplishment that you're most proud of in your business?
I think every day, I mean, there's big things that I'm proud of, but just getting messages from people, whether they've purchased a challenge pack from me or maybe they haven't bought a single thing, but they'll say, you know, your posts have inspired me or motivated me. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I get messages from people, and I'm literally like sitting here in the basement by myself crying. Just because, you know, health and fitness was not a huge part of my life forever. This is something new. So it's, you know, those are huge accomplishments to me. Or just, they may not realize, you know, that that small little message that they're sending is a big deal. But bigger accomplishments, I mean, I've been able to take my family on trips. We just went, my husband and I just went on an all-expense-paid cruise that I earned. So, you know, there's little everyday accomplishments and then bigger ones that are also just as good.
That's great. And I'll speak from experience. Cody is always posting inspiring, encouraging things on Facebook. I know if I'm going to go over to your feed, I'm going to feel pumped up and be like, all right, I got to go run, or like, I got to get my workout in, or like, I'm going to get some great tips on like healthy eating. Or Cody is, she's positive and she's pumped up. It's so great. Let's talk income for a bit. And can you share a bit, like, how does this business help support your family?
So the income potential with Beachbody is kind of mind-blowing for me. Again, like I said, you know, I didn't do it super fast. So it was kind of a gradual increase. And now I've hit a certain point where things are coming in, the money's, you know, doubling or tripling and a lot faster. So at first, it was really just about covering the cost of my meal replacement shake, Shakeology. Mm-hmm. You know, that's $130 a month, and it really wasn't in the budget, but I knew that it was good for me, so I wanted to make it work. Now, I would say that at the beginning, I would see, you know, $200 a week, and then it kind of went up to 4 to 6, and then 6 to 8, and now it's around $1,000 a week, which, you know, is great. I can, you know, pay the mortgage if I, you know,
awesome.
I need to.
Excellent.
So yeah, so it's exciting. My husband works 80 to 100 hours a week sometimes, and I don't want him to have to work forever. So yeah. I'm hoping I can match his salary this year and then double it next year. And then maybe we'll get to bring him home from work.
Yay.
That's a great goal.
Yeah. Wow. And when exactly did you get started with Beachbody? I don't think I asked that in the beginning.
It was I signed up in about, I think July or August of 2012. So we're coming up on like the 2 year mark.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
I mean, you're talking not growing quickly.
I know.
I think you're doing growth.
Yeah. That's amazing growth.
That is. And I hope you can reach your goal and get that husband home. Yeah. So that get he him doesn't home. Have to work so much. What does he do though?
He works in the gas and oil industry.
Oh, wow. So yes. They work very hard and long hours.
Yeah.
Okay. Good goal. Keep going. Is there an online tool or an app that helps to grow your biz or helps keep you organized or anything like that?
I mean, obviously, besides the obvious of Facebook and Instagram, and really, I mean, I feel like I'm on my phone all the time, you know, just posting things, and it does definitely makes it a lot more convenient. So when I'm out and about, I can, you know, post. I'm trying to think. I use a lot of like photo editing apps and things like that to kind of make my posts prettier.
Yeah.
And some other things like my fitness pal, just to kind of track my own goals or to help, you know, I kind of pass that information along to, you know, my coaches and challengers who are just kind of getting started and aren't real sure what they should be eating or how many calories, just to kind of get them started. I think besides that, those are really like the only kind of...
Your main, yeah.
Yeah.
I will say too, I mean, it seems like you post on Facebook a lot, which I think is great. And you're not afraid to share like all of those tips or inspiration or like invite people, say like, hey, I'm starting this challenge group, come along, like, look, here's someone, one of my challengers, this is their before and after picture. So I was wondering, like, is there like a certain goal per day of how many Facebook posts you want to do, or like certain times that you find are best to post? Or
I'm trying to get more into like the logistics of all of that. I try to post at least 3 to 5 times a day. Okay. I try to post, you know, a lot of transformation so people can see that, you know, what can happen with the products if, you know, if you are dedicated to them. Some coaches track how many likes they're getting, and I kind of have figured out, you know, Wednesdays afternoon, like 3:30, people are really, I don't know why. Some people tell me Fridays are good because it's, you know, payday and people want to, you know, buy challenge packs, but I haven't seen that. I tend to not really work on Fridays.
Okay.
So I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I should probably focus more on that and just to see,
but still, that's great advice. I think sometimes I'm nervous to like post too much, but I think it's a great strategy to be consistent in your posting and, you know that you're going to reach different people.
Yeah, I think being consistent is probably one of the number one things that's helped me. And I was definitely afraid to post a lot. Yeah. I mean, that's not something that was easy. You know, it wasn't easy. So it's getting easier, and I've just learned, you know, that if I can help people, then I don't really care what other, you know, if other people, if it's bothering them, they can, you know, hide my posts or unfollow me.
Yeah.
But the majority of people are pretty positive, so that's nice.
Is there any specific way that you grew that Facebook audience, or did it just happen organically as you met new people and told them to come over to your coaching program?
I know, like, on Instagram, you can buy followers. I've never bought followers. I have a like page on Facebook in addition to my regular just Facebook page where I post family things and stuff. I do promote the like page. So it kind of puts, like, an ad out. So I do that, and that's something I just started doing. But besides that, just pretty much messaging people, staying consistent, adding friends if I, you know, see that we have mutual friends and they're not Beachbody related people from high school or college, I typically just add them. Sometimes I get put in Facebook jail for 7, 14, or 30 days. Yes, it's a real thing. Yeah,
I've never heard of this.
Yeah.
How do you get put in Facebook jail?
I guess people don't like when you friend request them if they don't know who you are. So they report you or something. I don't know exactly how it happens because I've never reported
anything. What happens to me?
They sign you up Facebook and you have to like answer a bunch of questions and promise that you're not going to friend people that you don't know. So, it's only happened like twice, but
That's funny.
A couple of my coaches were posting before you guys came that they're in Facebook jail like 14 days. So,
oh no.
That would really hurt your business, I bet.
Yeah, kind of.
Bummer.
That's like, it happens all the time. It's funny.
I mean, I've been on Twitter because we've started building our Twitter followers, and I've gotten, but they freeze it for like, a couple hours, and then I tell them I'm a real person and I'm not a spammer, and then like they, but yeah, it does make me nervous. I'm like, there's kind of like that, there's some limit to like how many people you could follow versus unfollow. It's a very confusing system. But see, but good for you, because you're going out there and you know that means some of those people are
a go-getter.
Yeah, you're a go-getter.
Don't punish her, Facebook. She's a business go-getter.
Yeah. I think really social media is really changing from, I mean, if you think about Facebook when you first signed up in 2005 or something, I signed up, or four, it was all pictures and just family and things you were doing, you know, and now it's more business oriented. It's, you know, you see tons of Beachbody coaches or tons of, you know, it's just all more business related. So I think hopefully maybe that'll go away.
Yeah.
They won't restrict all that. I don't know.
So what would you say, Cody? I think you kind of touched on this already, but if you have anything else to add in terms of like the single biggest factor or just the best thing that you did to grow your business.
I would say just being consistent. Beachbody talks a lot about like three vital behaviors, and they're really big also on personal development. So personal development books, I can definitely tell a difference in my business. It suffers if I'm not reading, and I've never been a huge reader. I know you both love reading. I know, I remember when I was little, but I have never been a reader, and I really struggled with it. But I found a few books that I really like, and it definitely, definitely 100% helps your business. It really does. I remember my coach telling me, and I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I don't have time for that, but 15 minutes a day, and but just, you know, inviting people, being consistent, being proof that the products work. You know, I drink Shakeology every day. Yeah. I'm not lying about it. I mean, I truly do love it. I'm drinking it. I work out every morning.
Yeah.
So just being proof that the products work, just being consistent in all those areas, I would say would be the number one thing.
That's, yeah, great advice.
How would you define success in your business, but also in your personal life as well?
I would just say working hard and, you know, reaching goals. But honestly, you know, just being, like I said, my why has been always been to just be able to, you know, be home with my kids, make money, and the money is all just really like an added bonus. I truly love what I'm doing.
Yeah, shows.
I really do. The money, I would be lying if I said that, you know, the money wasn't great.
Right.
Because, again, I do want to be able to bring my husband home from work. But, I mean, I feel like I'm on a path to success. Like, every day I wake up, I love getting on the computer and doing work. It's just, I'm, you know, trying to get on the road to financial freedom and just, I don't know, everything's kind of falling into place. So I just think that, you know, keep setting goals and reaching them and dream big.
That's awesome. So do you have, I know you've said you've started reading a bit more, and I'm also intrigued with the personal development, you know, that Beachbody gives you in terms of how they're helping you to grow personally. So do you have either a favorite business book or just the best business advice given to you? Or I know you probably have tons of favorite inspirational quotes, because I see them too all the time on Facebook, and I'm like, yes, I love that. That's so true. I'm going running right now.
Book-wise, I have all last year in Las Vegas at the Coach Summit, John C. Maxwell, I don't know if you're familiar with him, he came and spoke, and I, like, fell in love with him. It was an excellent, excellent motivational, you know, speech. So we do, I've read, you know, quite a few of his books. Each month we run coach camps for new coaches that are coming in, just to try to teach them the basics of the business, you know, and kind of step-by-step training. And we always have them by The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. So that's another big Beachbody, at least for our team it is, book to kind of get them started. But there's a lot of multi-level marketing and, like, books like that. Those are John C. Maxwell and Darren Hardy would probably be two of the most used on our team. Quote-wise, so one I have to tell myself sometimes daily, especially on the weekends if there's pizza around, is don't give up what you want most for what you want right now.
Oh,
because I have
so
to
good.
Think about
that's really good.
Because I know I really want that chocolate cake or that pizza, but I have to try to think of, you know, my goals. So I have, like, a picture of, like, my goal body on my phone that I kind of look at as I'm, like, going to the fridge or So that would be one of my favorite quotes that I honestly have to remind myself of all the time. Another thing, my team logo is, my team is called Team Infinite Fitness, and we, it's like an infinity symbol with a barbell. So there, I'm sure you've seen the quote, live the life you love, love the life you live. Mm-hmm. So that kind of got me inspired for the team name and everything. So that's another one that I kind of like, but I know there are so many, and I post so many, I kind of have a hard time deciding which ones mm-hmm. I like. So yeah, those would be two of my favorites.
I really love that first one because it's so applicable for so many different yes. areas of your life.
Exactly.
I mean, it certainly applies to fitness and health and food choices, but then it could apply to, you know, what you're doing with your time or exactly. what you're pursuing in the short term compared to the long term. I love that quote. I'm going to write that down and put it on my fridge along with my others. Is there a particular funny mommy moment that you would like to share with us as we wrap this up?
I'm sure there are a bunch I could come up with, but some that stick in my mind are when I'm working out and maybe, you know, I try to get up at 5 or 6 and the kids still will roll out of bed early to come.
It's like they sense it, right?
Yeah, they sense it. I don't understand it. They sometimes come down, it's really cute, but my daughter, I think it was towards the beginning, was like, you know, why are you, you know, breathing like that? Why are you sweating so bad? Like, it's just really easy. Like, they don't look like that. Like, they're not sweating. And I was just like, you know, be quiet, get out of here. Like, oh my gosh, like, this is hard.
Yeah. Like, they're bringing me down. They don't, yeah, that's
they're critiquing your form.
Oh, yeah. My son's really good at critiquing my everything I'm doing down here, so.
Too funny. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today, Cody. And so let me ask you this. If people want to find you, if they want to join one of your challenge teams, which I can speak to, you know, you will be motivated, you will be challenged. What is the best way that our listeners could find you?
I do have a blog that I'm trying to kind of work on, and that is just MamaFitChick.com, MAMA, FitChick.com. Awesome. And then just really like on Facebook, Cody Hickton, or great. My like page is also MamaFitChick, and so is my Instagram, MamaFitChick1. So
great.
I'm all over the place.
Awesome.
Well, I'm sure we'll be sure to look you up.
Definitely. Well, thank you again so much, Cody.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today as we spoke with Beachbody Coach Cody Hickton. She really is proof that her products and her system works.
And don't forget, if you really enjoyed this episode and you're loving the content you're getting on our podcast, we would really appreciate a 5-star review from you in iTunes. We actually have a video up on the website that's going to walk you through how to do this if you're not sure. And those reviews are so important. It helps us get found and it helps us keep this podcast going. So thanks so much for listening. Now it's your turn to go out and be brilliant.